Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ben is asking me, I told him to put up a poll about Carson Wentz at Mark Cerise WIP.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, what's the poll? So I said, all right, let's just leave it like this. Carson has to play better in the second half of the season for this team to make the playoffs. I don't understand why that's being looked at as being unfair or means I'm dissing Carson or I'm calling him a choker or whatever. Carson Wentz has to play better in the second half of this season if the team's going to go 6-2. Sorry. They're not getting in the playoffs at 9-7 unless it's to win the division.
I think we all agree with that. Who's arguing that?
Everybody that calls up and tells me I'm calling him a choker?
Well, that's different than saying he has to play better the second half of the season. I think we all agree with that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, this whole team's going to have to play better, not just him.
Yeah, but him in particular. No. You're right, but I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's going to play better. Individually, he has to be a better quarterback in the second half of the season.
Okay. And I'm trying to figure out, like, from what standpoint?
Finishing games.
Okay. Wouldn't it help if the defense finishes the game,
Absolutely.
Too? Okay.
Absolutely. But he's the quarterback.
Yeah, but he doesn't play defense.
Right, but why I always worry about what the quarterback's doing. Quarterback ball in his hand at the end of the game.
I agree.
He's
going
to win. He's going to win that game.
I agree. But that's easy for you to say right now in a vacuum when you're not – the game isn't unfolding. Like, you're not going to tell me if they lose a game 38-35 that it's somehow his fault they lost the game.
No, I agree.
Without seeing the game unfold itself. Sometimes he may do all that he can do, and it's still not enough.
Two games this year that if he would have played better in the fourth quarter, they win.
And, if the defense had played better, they would have won.
Sure.
So, I think people agree with that.
All right. No, but I'm not – see, but I'm not using the defense.
I know, because you want to focus on him. So that's – I'm trying to help you. You're wondering why people are coming at you. They're coming at you because you focused in on him.
Of course.
Like, it's all about him.
State Senator Anthony Williams. Hello, Anthony.
Gentlemen, how are you?
What's up, Senator Williams?
Hey, how you doing, pal?
So before you get on my case, Ike,
yeah.
You are my favorite – radio sports host.
Okay. But, that'll help you out a little bit. That'll help you some.
I'm going to suck up to you first.
Yeah, okay.
Up, right?
All right.
And I don't know if I'm a – yeah, I'm a Wentz wagon person, so I think he's a good quarterback. So there's no debate in that. But the points have been made over the last several days. I kind of listen. Mm-hmm. Criticism doesn't mean you're bad. It just means that you didn't – you know, you're not your best. And he's not anywhere near where he was – last year when he was playing at MVP level, and I think that's what we can expect of him, that's what we should expect of him. And with all due respect, I saw a couple of games. Mm-hmm. So Aaron Rodgers yesterday, there was no doubt in anybody's mind who watched the game that Aaron Rodgers, defense being what it was, didn't matter, Aaron Rodgers was going to win that game. Tom Brady, mm-hmm. Who are his receivers? Who are his running backs? Doesn't matter. He's going to win the game.
Tom Brady, who was his receivers? Who was his running backs?
Yeah.
Do you watch the Patriots play?
Yeah, I do.
James White better than any running back we have on this team. So is Sony Michel.
Sony Michel, I would say, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd say that, and you know, I got to.
It's not Todd Gurley is what he's saying.
There
are many years when people said that Tom Brady didn't have a lot of offensive talent around him, okay?
Yeah, but that's not today.
Well, okay, let's. All right, give him three of the Super Bowl. Doesn't matter. My point is simply this.
Yeah.
That my point is that Carson Wentz is a good quarterback, growing to be a better quarterback, mm-hmm. but he's not playing as good as he was last year. And frankly, with all due respect, my opinion is that right now he's a system quarterback because he's coming back off of an injury. So he does a couple things which are kind of obvious. If there's a zone against Carson Wentz, he will eat it alive. Eat it alive. But if it's man-to-man, he has to throw in a tight window, he's dependent upon Alshon Jeffries or Ertz way too much.
Because they're the only ones who can defeat man-to-man coverage.
Matthews defeated man-to-man coverage. That doesn't matter. There are quarterbacks who will throw to receivers who don't defeat man-to-man coverage because they can get into a certain tight window. And the other thing, This is a coaching issue, not so much his. Running the ball is where he is built. Play action is where he is built. You know, run action, play options, that's where he's built. Him dropping back and throwing 20 times, that's not going to win a game. And then the last part is because he's come off this injury, I don't think he reads what's going on in front of him as much as he would normally have done it if he had been himself. So I'm not here to say, you all know I bleed green. Y'all know I love the Eagles. I love him. I think he was the best draft pick. He's the best quarterback in his class. But he has to get better. And with all due respect to the defense being what it is, doesn't matter. When you got a franchise quarterback, they win games. And that's what they're known for, winning games. And so I think, John, that's all he's trying to say. He's not trying to say the guy sucks, or he's terrible, he's awful.
No, he's just being unrealistic.
What's the unrealistic part?
First of all, the guy's coming off reconstructive knee surgery.
I agree with that.
Hold on. So nobody takes that into account when you're evaluating his play, right? That he's back 9.5 months after reconstructive knee surgery.
Right.
So it's honestly remarkable that he's playing at the level coming off of reconstructive knee surgery.
Right.
If I look at his numbers, he's over 70% completion percentage, 13 touchdowns to 2 interceptions with no running game.
No running game. Did you see yesterday's game? They had a running game.
Okay.
I mean, the bottom line is,
they ran the ball well yesterday.
Right.
That's not every week.
Mr. Senator, we will see. Yeah. And we both know he's going to play well in the second half, right?
Why? Because he played wells damn near every game.
All right. He's going to need to step it up if this team is going to.
And by the way, he in the playoffs for this team, especially, I give what you're saying. There's no running game. The defense is not what it was last year. And by the way, this team has been slaughtered with injuries. People keep acting like, forget the fact they've lost a few free agents. This team has a lot of holes in it that they're covering up by plays. And that's why.
You know who's covering them up?
I'm saying, who?
Who you think covering them up?
But no, don't go there. Now, I'm saying, well, guess what? Then he has to cover up even more.
I know.
That's all
I know. So, and appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, Senator. But I know we want him to cover up everything. I know it.
Yeah, but you're acting like that. And all NFL teams have holes in it, some more than others, others less than others. You look at Kansas City right now, and I don't see a hole in their offense. Their defense isn't great. They don't need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you're scoring points like that. But everybody else during the course of a season, you're going to have holes on your team. Now, I'm concerned about their offensive line.
Well, no, give me the teams that have the holes that the Eagles have, and they're still thriving.
I would say the Packers have holes. They don't have a great running game.
What's the Packers' record?
You tell me. I don't know.
They're 3-4.
Okay.
Or 3-3. I'm trying to figure out. No, you got to tell me whether or not the Saints have the same type of holes, or if the Rams or the Chiefs.
Saints defense stinks.
Those are the teams that are thriving.
Right.
So hold on. The teams that are dealing with the same type of issues the Eagles are, they're about 500.
Yeah, you have the Rams, you have the Saints, and the Seahawks look pretty good too right now. And then you kind of have everybody else.
And they have injuries. They're a 4-3 team.
They are. The Rams by far look like the best team in the conference. And the Saints look pretty. But you know what? The Saints haven't looked. The Saints are 6-1, but there's been a couple games there that they, you know, close games that they won.
Are they missing anybody?
Give them credit for it. On defense, I think they're missing.
Anywhere.
Offense, no.
Full tilt on offense.
Yeah, they're good on offense.
Give Wentz, Kamara, and Mark Ingram.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I wish we had them too.
Give them Kareem Hunt, Todd Gurley.
Let's go to.
See how easy their life is.
Let's go to Matt in Pottstown. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
There he is. What up, Matty?
I want to attack it sort of categorically, and I'm not saying that you're wrong, John, because I agree with you. But not in the wording, the way that you're putting it. It's not that Wentz has to step up his game. I know, and other callers have chimed in on that. It's not that he has to step it up. He has to tighten up and refine the edges of his game. He is playing at a great clip as it is. Where I take the gloves off, where you do, is he did the same thing this past Sunday that he did at the end of the ball game that got intercepted in the end zone, except it didn't get intercepted this time. It was third and about 8, maybe less. And he tried to force that ball about 30 yards to Perkins, who was double covered, and the two guys ran into each other, where you can see on the left, I believe it was Matthews and maybe Smallwood.
Yeah,
that were
Smallwood.
On two different levels to his left that were wide open. And he didn't look there. You can see he zoned in. So he is trying to do too much, maybe trying to step up that game. That's my fear, that he tries to put too much on himself, and that's going to be more detrimental to the team. So when you need to look at this categorically, all these people that are calling in, listen, we do not, I don't care what anybody says, there's two things. First and foremost, we do not have a running game. You could take all three of these guys, and I don't think Clement is 100% healthy at any time this season. We have no running game. There is nobody that's worried about any of those three guys breaking one. They may break one every 12 times. A defense will take that risk. We have no threat. That's the first part. And Carson is a play-action guy and the RPO guy. So without a true threat of a running game, he's already in the backseat. Now you take all the injuries to our offensive line, it backs us up even more. I agree with Ike. He has two main targets right now, and that's it, in a man-to-man coverage. And defenses know that, and that's what they're attacking us with. My second point, it's on the defensive side, but it reverts back to Carson in the offense. I am done and done with Jim Schwartz. When you have Carson out there, and he's looking at our defense in the shell game again, giving up all that underneath over and over and over again, this guy has to feel like we have to hang an extra 14 to 17 points on the board just to cover for what our defensive coordinator is giving up at a clip. So he is forcing too much on himself, and I don't want that. We need to get another guy in here. I'll throw a fifth to Tampa Bay for D-Jack. We need to get a legit running back in here, somebody that's going to bite down on the mouthpiece and get us 3, 4, 5 yards. Until we get that, this is going to be a circle conversation that goes nowhere. It is not on Carson's shoulders. To me, it is on Jim Schwartz. It is on Howie Roseman, and it's on Doug calling some better plays in design to what we have. Period, bottom line. Carson is not the problem, and I hold no gloves on Carson. I will call him out when he needs to be called out, just like that force he threw into Perkins. But right now, it is an overall thing. It is not about Carson having to do more than what he's already doing.
Good call, man.
All right. All right.
Love it. You know, this
I disagree.
You know, Drew Brees won last night throwing for $120. You think Carson can win a game throwing for $120?
Sure.
No. There's no way in hell. There's no way in hell this team can win with Carson throwing for 120 yards. But when you have Alvin Kamara, when you have Mark Ingram, you can win without Drew Brees throwing the ball 40, 50 times.
Okay.
You know, when you have Todd Gurley, you can give the ball to Todd Gurley, like they did a couple weeks ago when he scored like three touchdowns and Jared Goff didn't have to do a whole lot. You've already stated that Carson has to do more, and he needs to do more.
Yep, he does. He does. Part of the reason, Ike, is because he doesn't have a great running game, because he doesn't have a ton of playmakers.
Doesn't have offensive line that can protect him.
Yeah, he took some more hits yesterday, sure. He's got Zach Ertz. He's got Dallas Goedert. He has Alshon Jeffrey.
You got to have time to get the ball to him.
He does. He has time.
When he does, he gets it.
So he's also got to get rid of the ball a little bit. Doug has to also – I thought his creativity yesterday in a couple spots gave them some juice. There was one pitch to Aguilar that we haven't seen. We saw it sometimes last year that worked pretty well. Mm-hmm. Doug looked good yesterday with some of with his creativity. And Carson looked good yesterday, too. But because the team is where they are right now, you're damn right I'm asking for the quarterback to step up. They need him to step up. They're going to win more games.
They need to step up.
Yeah, the whole team does.
With him.
The whole team does. But this, you know, honestly, like, what do you expect the defense to do in the second half other than what they've already done? Right?
What
that
do you mean?
Much
Just
more?
Just do that.
Well, I mean.
You do that, we'll be fine.
All right, well, I mean, points are what really matters. I get the whole yards.
Points.
All right, well, they're sixth, I think. In
hey,
the.
That's all I need you to do.
All right. 888-729-9494. Let's go to Johnny in Newark, Delaware. Hi, Johnny.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What up, Johnny?
Oh, nothing, man. Look, John, I ain't going to come at your throat like everybody else, man. I agree with you to an extent that Carson may need to step it up a little bit, but is it his fault? No, it's not his fault. The offensive line cannot protect him enough. The defense can't stop anybody from putting points on the board. Like the last caller said, we got to put like 20 points up on the board above what the opposite team has in order to cover what they're going to let go by. You know what I mean? And I'm taking the heat off of you because of Cowboy Diana. Look, does she realize she's going to say that she's going to say that Carson Wentz blew the game against Carolina? Come on, man. I've, I watched the game, but did I miss the part where he was out on the field on defense? Because it wasn't the offense's fault. Okay, he fumbled the ball in the end. But look, man, when it boils down to it, and I played football since I was knee-high to a grasshopper until I graduated high school, man. I blew both my knees out. I was a defensive player through and through. It is the defense, man. Defense wins. People say defense wins championships. Defense wins games.
Mm-hmm. Wrong.
How?
I disagree. What do you mean, how? It's an offensive league. What do you mean? It's an offensive league. How? You score more points than the other team. You don't let up less points.
Okay,
you score more points. That's what the NFL
the
is
team,
in 2018.
Who's there to stop the other team from scoring points?
Well, the Eagles' defense was in two of their wins this year,
okay.
Indianapolis and Atlanta.
Okay, not enough. Who, not enough? So he's supposed to do the entire fucking game?
Dump, I didn't. 18 points, 21 points, 13 points, 23 points, 26 points, 16 points, 27 points, 12 points. That's what the defense gave up so far this year. They haven't given up one game with 30 points. I'm so sick of this narrative that the defense is the reason why this team is 4-4 right now. No! It's not the case.
That?
A lot of people that want to make the guy before that.
Whoa. They contributed to him being 4-4.
Sure, in some of the games, yeah.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.